Did you know that this is Swap-a-Palooza Day? You didn't know that. So the ministers in Northern Virginia are all exchanging pulpits today. And so I am here. I think Reverend Anya is at a Meadville Lombard board meeting. Reverend Scott is in my pulpit today. So it's a pleasure to be here. I had never been here before. It's a nice facility. It's great to be here. I can't even begin to tell you how much information comes across my desk and to me through email and Facebook. I get tired of listening to all the information on Facebook about the death of church as we know it. And by that, I don't mean just the mainline church. I mean people are talking about how we do religious life in America and being in the religion business. I hear about this all the time. There are two main things that I've taken from this. One is that most of our mainline religious communities, including Unitarian Universalist communities, were designed, the current version, were designed in the mid-20th century in a Western European style as neighborhood centers that catered to nuclear families that looked a lot like Father Knows Best. And the second thing is the rise of what is called the nuns, not N-U-N-S, but N-O-N-E-S, or those who now consider themselves spiritual but not religious in the traditional sense. And that is the fastest growing demographic in all religious studies in America. Now, I read this stuff and I think about it, and it makes me think about the bubbles that we live in. And sometimes we think we know something, and everybody else should know it too. Let's say you work inside the Beltway, for instance. I can imagine that in some ways, the issues around what is happening in national politics must truly feel like they are at the center of everyone's attention. Oh, wait, that's a bad example, because what is happening in national politics is at the center of everyone's attention. But you make you think about that we're surrounded by things and care about things, and they can be bit of a bubble. Well, I care deeply about Unitarian Universalism, and in part because of that, I immerse myself in the conversations about religion in America and the future of congregational life in the 21st century. I also care deeply about the future of people in my community and in the country and in the world, and I care a lot about the survival of the planet. So I study all this, and I try to do what I can to help distill the information and work it out for my congregation and help you today. But with all these landscape changes, it seems important for us to understand our place in this. When we ask the question, why are we truly together? And what truly is the purpose of what we do here in the 21st century? To me, we need to look at what is implied by our fifth principle. And don't worry, I won't test you on what that is. The right of conscience and the use of the democratic process within our congregations at large and in society at large. And this guides me in three different ways. First, there is no one right way. That's a difficult message sometimes for us Unitarian Universalists. Many of us think there is, and usually it is our way. But being in community is about building a vision together. Second, the democratic process means that sometimes we don't get our way. And when that happens, how do we stay together in love, support our congregation, and work through our issues, which is essential to a healthy church? And it also reminds me that democracy lies on strong and idealistic leadership, minister and laity working together to address issues in healthy ways that always serve to call us back to our best selves. And all of this is about the relevance in and the possibilities of the 21st century. I'm not sure religion has always been about the possible. In many cases, religion has been about specific statements about what is. Dogmatic faiths have done a lot of defining what is for a very long time, which is one of the reasons many of us are here today. We weren't really interested in someone else's description of what is, and we wanted to discover it for ourselves. Which leads me to talk about faith, not a word that gets used all the time in Unitarian Universalist congregations. Faith means different things to different people, but today I will define it this way. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith means different things, and one of those things is that faith means that you can believe that the world can be different. I have faith that despite some of the current evidence and politics, we are slowly moving toward a world of increased integration between ourselves, each other, and the planet. I have faith that Unitarian Universalism can be a faith tradition that is non-dogmatic, spiritual community that offers safe exploration around the deepest questions and meanings of our existence. I have faith. I say I have faith because I don't always see the evidence of the changes that I would like to see. And yet I have hope, believing in spite of the evidence can and will change. I don't think I could do this job if I fell into cynicism and despair. I'm sure that I couldn't come to work on Sunday morning and do my best to feed my congregation if I didn't have faith based in hope in what is possible. But I do have faith, and even in the most challenging times, I try to maintain my hope. Whenever I'm filled to the brim of what is masquerading as religion and politics nowadays, I look around to try and find connection and beauty. I see people helping people in the most extraordinary ways. I see increased connection to the planet and more people trying than ever before to help save it. I see people in unbelievable acts of kindness and sacrifice for the betterment of humanity. And I see people coming to terms with patterns of the past in order to overcome our personal and collective systems of inequality, injustice, and oppression. With each year, I move more deeply into being a person of faith. And by faith, I mean something that sounds like this. My faith tradition, Unitarian Universalism, provides me with a framework filled with hundreds of years of questioning what remains useful and important about religious life and speaks to the substance of things hoped for, what is possible, and even though sometimes the evidence of beloved community doesn't exist, I still have hope that it can. This is my faith. This is my adopted faith that I didn't even know as a child existed. I had never heard about it growing up Jewish. This is the faith that, at its core, speaks to the transforming power of love. This is the faith that challenges us not to be too comfortable, no matter how much we struggle with change. This is a faith that fills me with faith. I have faith that we, as Unitarian Universalists, can find our way to a more cohesive and clearer understanding of our shared mission. Not just one congregation, but our shared mission as Unitarian Universalists at Accotank, at Fairfax, here in Sterling and across the country. I have faith that we will move past the self-critical and self-stereotyping jokes. You've heard them. I bet some of you could tell me some of them, but I'm not going to ask. And proudly proclaim the message of love and justice and equality based in our deep history of an open and loving theology. I have faith that we Unitarian Universalists can transform our congregations to be places of safety and love and worship for those who feel marginalized and spiritually lost, living in a world that bombards with guilt and shame and prejudice and othering. I have faith that we can evolve this faith tradition to meet these needs. You know, Unitarian Universalist has often had a consumerist feel to it, with questions like, what are you doing to meet my specific needs? How can my individual passions be fulfilled? How can we as individual congregations do whatever we need without having to answer to anyone? The time in the history of religion is coming to an end. Those kind of churches, I think, are dying. We live in a world demanding coordination and collaboration and sharing of resources. We live in a world that no longer supports each and every one of us getting all of our individual needs met. It is time to cross boundaries, natural ones, and ones of our own making. I have faith that the 21st century Unitarian Universalism can be a religion of the possible. What if we hold on to the traditions that have meaning, but examine it and let go of the traditions that no longer serve? What if we engage UU congregations and explore creative ways to work together and maximize our resources? What if we sacrifice just a little of our individual needs for the collective, with the goal of more actively bringing healing, wholeness, and transformation, not just to ourselves, but to each other and the planet? One of the things that helped me understand the urgency of what we are being called to do was a reading from the book, A House of Hope, Promise of a Progressive Religion for the 21st Century by John Burens and Rebecca Parker. When talking about the importance of progressive faith in the 21st century, they wrote, "People come to church for life and death reasons. Susan came because she had just given birth to a baby after years of trying to get pregnant and suffering miscarriages. Her joy was great, and she was searching for a way to say thank you. She came to church to offer gratitude for life and to speak support in raising her child within a loving community. Thomas and Vince came when Thomas lost his job because the school district was firing gay teachers. He was heartbroken and angry, and they were worried about making ends meet. They were looking for words of encouragement, an expression of kindness that might ease their pain and give them hope." Dr. Parker talks about her experience with her own church when she writes, "People cross the threshold of our neighborhood church, impelled by life's joys, injustices, difficulties, and hopes. They came looking for a way to amplify their happiness, solidify their commitments, ease their difficulties, and fulfill their hopes. And there's a difference when people come to the door of a house that holds a progressive faith like ours," she said. "For when we are at our best, we welcome with love all those who cross our threshold." And I say when we are at our best for a reason. For just because we do not have a test of belief does not mean there are not beliefs that get tested. And when diversity is encouraged, there can also be challenge. And when there is freedom from dogma, there can also be difficulty with difference. But Dr. Parker offers some wise words that may help ground us in this progressive faith when she says, "Progressive faith offers a wide welcome for those who come to its door. It has hope to offer and gives people room to breathe. Its theological boundaries make a life-giving, affirming faith possible, providing a defining structure of meaning. Within a theological house of progressive faith, there is room for tremendous variety, diversity, and dissent. But there's also a defining focus, a devotion to the flourishing of life. People of progressive faith care about the sacredness of the world. We cherish our bodies, this earth, this time, and this place within our grasp. We reverence the intimate, the intricate, the unshakable reality that all life is connected. Now more than ever, this world needs this message. Now more than ever, we are called to be there for encouragement and kindness and easing of pain and providing hope. Now more than ever, we are called not just to offer these things within these walls, but also in the congregation beyond the walls and into the world, centering ourselves here and then acting as vessels of love and hope out there. Dr. Parker says it this way, "It is a message worth proclaiming openly and broadly. We will do everything in our power to assure that this covenant of life for life is honored. And we seek to connect our circles with other circles of life, to expand our circle into ever-widening ripples of influence for good. Expanding the circles of people united together for life is the mission of progressive faith." Ever-widening ripples of people united together for good and in hope on behalf of our mutually connected lives. now more than ever. This is what we are called to do as Unitarian Universalists. Our faith has evolved. The times have changed. Our planet and its people are in great need, and now we are being called as members of this progressive faith to reach beyond our comfort zone and attempt to expand the message of this faith that stands on the side of love. This movement that covenants together to support the interconnected web, this religion which we cherish, our bodies, this earth, this time, and this place within our grasp, and where we have reverence for the intimate, intricate, and unshakable reality that all life is connected. Now more than ever, we are called to offer this world an alternative to religions that offer fear and hate of others as their gospel and strict adherence with their skewed view of the world as their dogma. There are so many in need, so many looking for that deep connection, so many wanting to find what we have found here that will give them faith in the power of hope and love and the faith in the covenant of life. If we have any hope in living in a world more in line with UU values, we aren't going to be able to be part of those resistant to change. We too are going to be having to make some bold decisions about our future, because this world is calling for our values to be lifted up as much as possible and as publicly as possible. Like all of us, I've been watching what's happening in this country. The anger, the name-calling, the heightened nationalism, the fear, the narrow definition of love of neighbor, the racism, the homophobia, and patriarchy that masquerades as politics. I've been watching, and I believe that we have a message to deliver. This message begs a question, however. What truly is the purpose of what we do here in the 21st century? What really is the point of all of this? Is it that we come together on Sunday, have our various meetings during the week in a collective of some kind of like-minded individuals? Or is the point of a progressive religious community of the 21st century not to be resistant to change, but always be ready to change, to be bold in our thinking, to be creative in our ministries, to be able to stand in firm opposition to the forces of fear and offer a clear and loving alternative together? Faith enables us to act in hope, despite how things look. And that's what can finally help make change occur. Now more than ever, we are called to faith. Now more than ever, we are called to hope. Now more than ever, we are called to love. Let us answer this call together. Amen.